So I'm on my way into the studios of 103.2 Dublin City FM, etc. The Sod Show, episode number 12, airs today at 3 p.m. The Sod Show, for those of you who don't know, very briefly, is Dublin's only dedicated garden radio show. Is it Ireland's only dedicated garden radio show? That bit I am unsure of. I'm not too sure why I'm unsure of that. Either or. I don't like driving on motorways for no apparent reason. But I'm coming over the Estuary Bridge, Malahide Estuary Bridge. It'll be familiar to Damien Bannon and Jonathan Grimes and a few others. It's absolutely quite stunning. Terribly distractive, I suppose, as well. But the bit that was in my head, which I can't say on air, or I won't say on air, is I think the odd time I scratch my head and I ponder the future of the Sod Show. And not so much the future as in, you know, will we have a future, but more the future as in, you know, is what we're doing okay? Is the format, the layout of the content, I think. I know the suggestion from some is that we should have an hour long of a Sod Show. But whether that happens or not aside, I think part of me wonders whether anybody would listen to 1 hour of non-stop gardening. Don't get me wrong, I think between myself and Brian, that wouldn't be in any way a problem to do so. But I wonder en masse, pardon me, would people actually listen to 1 hour? I find personally that the 28 minutes flies through. Most of the time, in fact, it feels like I've done about 10 minutes or 5 minutes. It's partly the fact that it's such good fun doing it. It's also, in saying that, such good fun based on the person who sits on the microphone opposite me, which is testament to Brian and his individual character. But I don't know whether I'd listen to an hour of a gardening related program. And partly the problem is, without being disrespectful in anyone, to anybody, my apologies, is that I try and find comparisons out there to contrast my and what myself and Brian do, to say, well, are we like them? No. And is it a bit like that? No, it's not. And the only garden radio shows that I'm aware of is one that I found on iTunes, that BBC, I think it's BBC Radio Ulster or BBC Radio 4 do. And I find it, to use the Irish word, I find it quite ladronach, which translates directly as boring. And don't get me wrong, I love gardening. I love my life in the great outdoors. I wouldn't, oh God, people travelling on a 80-kilometre speed limit motorway in Ireland. Yes, folks, there's an 80-kilometre speed limit motorway in Ireland. It actually narrows down to 60 kilometres an hour at one point in time, which is bloody ridiculous. But none to the point, back to the garden show. I find it tough listening, if that makes sense. And I've said it before, I say it again, I've often contrasted listening to people speak about inverted commas horticulture to listen to a documentary on classical music, and I think you're either into that, or free jazz is another one as well. You know, free jazz, where they all, I think Tommy Tiernan did a sketch on that before, where they kind of go off and do their own thing. It's not in any way organized and doesn't sound, and sometimes it just hurts my ears. I like jazz, I like all kinds of music, but just some of it I just can't really take it at all. This is probably going to end me up in some form or other in a little bit of trouble, but it's not meant to taken in context. It's not meant to be in any way insulting. It's just there are, as I commented yesterday on the Queen's visit, regarding nothing to do with the Queen, but was just within that audio, I think I was talking about politics, and I said, look, I'm extremely well educated on the subject, it's just I'm not a big fan of it. And to break that down, I'm an Arsenal fan, but I would be aware of who played in goals for Manchester United in 1982, and that was the point I made. I still don't know. I think there are things we've tried to do, and I think there are things we've done well, and I think the show itself seems to be evolving constantly. I think there were those who listened to the Sodcast, the prequel to the Sod Show, when it was just me on my own. And I think the feedback from people who listened to the Sodcast from its extreme infancy all the way up to what it is now, which is the Sod Show, I think some of them are saying, well, I missed that bit, and I missed that bit. And I say this to Brian, and Brian goes, well, look, we only have a half an hour. I like the fact that our guests are random. And the subject matter that's covered, you know, from D. Sewell last week talking about, you know, community gardening, and the girl from the Big Red Kitchen talking about making jams and preserves. To this week, I think Jason is on, and he's going to be talking about beekeeping, which, from a guy who's not a member of a beekeeping association at all, tends to come without the formalities, is what I find. I like the personally, the one that sticks in my head is probably the one where you had the guy who grew the shamrock for Barack Obama on, and Jane Powers was on talking about the history of the Irish shamrock and why we don't actually know truly what plant botanically it is. I like the fact that it's another voice doing that. But I'm unsure of how or if the road should change. You know, I don't bloody know is the honest answer. All I know is that I'm enjoying it. I think from a potentially selfish perspective, if that's correct, I think if I'm enjoying it, that's kind of maybe number one. To know that there's people listening to it is the ultimate compliment. But often I find seeking feedback, as I've constantly said, is a bit like the Emperor's New Clothes story. And I think it's not so much that you're looking for an insult. Far from it. Yes, Mrs. I'm in a Jeep and you're in a Mini. And it's two lanes narrow into one, so my apologies. I often find driving that because I'm in a Jeep, I'm only in a Jeep because it's a Dayu Musso banger. I mean, if there isn't grassy germinating out of the passenger seat, it wouldn't surprise me. But there's a delightful taxi driver. I often find people want to take on the Jeep. I don't really mind. I think partly the reason is as my mechanic reminds me, I don't really give it a hard time, I think is what he says to me. tend not to speed. I like when I'm stuck in traffic. Surprising as that might sound, it gives me time to relax, unwind, eat a sandwich. I don't have a radio that works in this Jeep, so I tend to listen to Audio Boo a fair bit, or I take opportunities like this to record and collate my thoughts. I don't know why. Sometimes I find it just gets it all out of my system. The niggly-naggly concerns, such as the sideshow. It's unfair to hog up all of the audio time. I could sit there for 30 minutes going blah, 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 harping on about what I think the sideshow should be. Eric Lawler just gave me back my jump leads and my booster pack as well. So I had a nice chat with him. It's unfortunate I can't make it into the Temple Street Laugh Out Loud comedy gig tonight. But I've a funny feeling I will regret and rue. I won't say it's my decision. A decision that's a little out of my hands. There's a Thai cuisine restaurant that I'm looking at called Chili Banana. Yeah. It's next to a Chinese and Thai restaurant and takeaway called Starry Kitchen, Starry, which, funnily enough, is next to a hairdressing salon called Hessian, Hession. I don't get that one. Hessian is what you use for root balling trees. It's like that brown sacking you might, if you were to think of Plato famine era Ireland, when people were wearing grass-made coats. Think of a black plastic bag with a hole cut out at the top and two holes for your arms. Yeah, that and a kind of a meshy kind of a potato sack. I don't know why these things pop into my head. Anyhow, listen, I'm only moments away from Dublin City FM studios. I shall talk to you live at 3 p.m. You can tune in live on the internet. I think there's an iPhone app actually called TuneIn, which is really, really good. And you'll find Dublin City FM there. And also, I think if you type in HTTP, whatever they are, it's t9.ie/sodshow. And you can listen live at 3 p.m. Other than that, oh look, select a wireless network. Aircom 1730-3505 or Stairway to Heaven. Mine is called Front Cabbage and Back Cabbage. Anyhow, that's it. Chat you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye.